Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good Friday evening. It is the final Friday of the regular season for high school football in the state of Georgia, and you're tuned in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Scoreboard Show. Sam Crenshaw, along with Chris Parker, in the Kia Studios in Midtown Atlanta. On this Halloween night, I hope you guys have a nice time. Hope everybody's been safe, wherever you've been, whatever costume you've had on today, and hopefully your teams have done fine. Nothing going bump in the dark, because that can happen on a night like this, Chris.
Hey, Sam, what did you dress up as for Halloween?
You know what? I dressed up as what I dress up in every day. I didn't take a chance with anything. Did they get you to do anything today?
No. I was in Athens at a conference. I dressed up like a guy pretending to be the assistant superintendent, and you dressed up like a guy that's won an Emmy. But what did Dom dress up as?
That's a good question, and he is here. Dom, what was your outfit today?
I mean, I was at work today, so I was kind of in my work outfit.
No, man. You know what,
producer,
though? Yeah. There are a lot of people who dressed up and went to work today.
That is true. Yeah. No, unfortunately, yeah. I was not one of the ones who got dressed up. I would
have
liked
to. You think it's more common, Sam? You think it's more common than it used to be?
It is.
Just
becoming
random adults to dress up and go to work?
We've taken it away from the kids. The adults have taken
it
away from
the kids.
Yeah,
let the kids dress up. That's why I didn't dress up, Sam.
Why?
You know, I just didn't want to take it from the kids.
Don't take it from the kids. Let the kids
have it. I appreciate you giving me that reason.
This is the final week of the regular season, and, boy, there's still a lot up in the air tonight. And so many games were played Thursday night. There are a lot of Thursday night games this week, right?
People maybe just not want to play on Halloween. I will say, like, as an administrator, Halloween's fun to talk. It's fun on the show to talk about Halloween. As an administrator, I think Friday night Halloween game is probably like a recipe for a lot of tomfoolery. You know what I mean? Like a lot of stuff you got to go manage. And so maybe some – I mean, it was an enormous amount of games yesterday, Sam. And I really don't know why. Usually I guess it's my job to know why. But I assume it's people moving them because it was the last game of the season and because it was Halloween – people just moving them to Thursday night so they didn't have to deal with the people who go trick-or-treating tonight, I guess.
Would it have something to do with something we've talked about on this show quite a few times the last couple of years, is officiating shortage?
That is true. Because one thing that happens at the end of the year, you know, the first week and the last week, you know, most everybody plays, right?
Right.
So there's not as many teams on byes. And what that does is create just a few more games, which can – of course, create some efficient problems. So that probably is some of it too, yeah.
Maybe some of that as well. So there's some games that were played last night. We'll run down some of those scores for you. So maybe the team in your area, the team that you like to root for, or pull for, may have been in action last night. But then there are those that are going on tonight. I was out by Marietta out at Northcutt Stadium, which is always a great place to go watch a football game. And
love that place.
Great place, and boy, they've done a great job out there. Coach Cameron Duke is they started out 0-4, and what a job of turning that team around, right?
Yeah, and they're playing North Paulding tonight, and a win meant they win the region championship. Last I saw, it was 28-24, North Paulding winning in the fourth quarter. I hadn't seen a final on that.
Yep, North Paulding came into the game with a record of 7-2, Marietta at 5-4, but no losses in region.
But yeah, 4-0 in the region.
Right, so they get a share of it even if they lose, but they wanted to win it outright. I had a chance to talk with Coach Duke before the game. And, in his past career working in Florida, he had come to Marietta and had played against the Marietta team, the state championship team in 2019. He had some not-so-pleasant memories of Northcutt Stadium.
That was a team now. They were pretty good back then. This is a team that started at 0-4, Sam, won the next five. You know, they're trying to win all six of their region games here. If North Paulding wins, it creates a three-way tie between Marietta, North Paulding, and North Cobb. And that's where you get into those three-way ties, you know, point differential, different rules like that, to settle who actually gets that number one seed in the playoffs. So big last few minutes here for Marietta to see if they can win this thing.
See, can they do it? And I guess that's something that's happened in a lot of our regions. I've been watching some regions and some games tonight. I saw that Chamblee won real big, put a lot of points up in the game that they won tonight. Of course, they're in a region that's a pretty interesting one. I've had a chance to look at that one with Woodward Academy in it. But Chamblee's trying to get in there, and I think I'm trying to remember who else is trying to get a shot with them as well. But they went 49-3 winners over Arabian Mountain tonight. So that was big.
Yeah, and sometimes putting up points, trying to get in that point differential thing. And now I just see North Paulding goes final. So North Paulding 28, Marietta 24, final. North Paulding, Marietta, and North Cobb will all three tie for the region championship in Region 5, 6A. We'll have to talk to John Bednarowski or somebody to give us the lowdown on what that means for who wins the region, because I do not know that.
Yep.
Because there has to be a defined first, second, and third place. So they'll probably use point differential in those games where they played each other. You know, because Marietta beat North Cobb, who beat North Paulding, who North Paulding beat Marietta. You know, they all went 1-1 against each other. And probably the point differential in those games is what will determine who gets that 1, 2, and 3 seed.
We're talking about Chamblee with their win, and they're in Region 4-5A. Woodward Academy already has that the region championship, and Shiloh going 6-1 in region will get a chance.
How about
to,
them?
They're going to get to host a playoff game.
Yeah, how about that? And Shiloh is, I mean, they've had a lot of struggles, Sam. This is a place that, you know, I mean, they've had maybe two seasons over five wins in the last about 15. And Coach
Iruli.
Iruli, that's right. I knew it, and then I lost it.
Yeah.
Coach Iruli has done a phenomenal job there. He's been there a while. He came in, and he's just kind of steady. That's kind of a tough place to win. And 6-4 on the year at Shiloh. And this is a team that also started 0-4.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Just like Marietta.
That's amazing.
Started 0-4. They finished 6-4, and they lose the first region game to Woodward, but then they won the rest of them. And, you know, it says a lot about a team, Sam, when a coach can hold a team together that's 0-4.
Yeah.
You know, and they just keep getting better and getting better. Cause now, and it's harder than it's ever been to convince players to push past that when they're 0-4. They just see themselves as 0-4. They don't see the future. And the coach has to show that vision. And Coach did a great job. And Shiloh is going to host a playoff game. And I'm trying to look right here. And I don't know if I can tell you when the last time Shiloh hosted a playoff game, Sam.
I don't know if they ever have.
They may never have. That's what I'm looking at. It may have – maybe in 2000. I'm looking right here, maybe in 2000. So that would be 25 years ago.
That's been a while, right? So
I mean,
so them at 6-1.
Yeah, no, they were away then, and even then they
they were away then, so it was before 2000.
Wow.
Listen, it's been a long time, Sam. Before Dom was with us. Okay.
It was the generals, and then behind them you got Dunwoody, Chamblee, and Decatur. I think all looking like they're going to be 4-3 in region play. Chamblee won tonight. Decatur's playing Tri Cities, and I don't know how they're going to figure that out because you know you got three there for two spots.
Yeah, same thing. Same thing. They're going to have a three-way tie. See, now remember, 3A and below, they use the power rankings. But above 3A, they're back to the old way, which was either flipping a coin or a mini game or the point differential.
Not the coin flip. Oh,
they're probably using point differential. But in this case, it's not about first, second, and third place. This is for third, fourth, and fifth, Sam. So one of these teams with a 4-3 record will not make the playoffs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the idea.
And see, next year they'll use power rankings, and it's probably more likely that all three of them would make it. See what I mean?
Yep.
Because they'd have the top 32 power rankings.
You have that in a number of regions where you have teams with winning records who are going to be on the outside looking in when the night is done and won't be on their way to the postseason. But that is what tonight is all about. Game's still going on. We got some scores, got some updates coming in our next segment. We're just getting started on this edition of the Scoreboard Show. Final one for the regular season. You got Sam, Chris, Dom on the other side of the glass, and our reporter's going to have some updates for you. You stay with us for more here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night, the final Friday night of the regular season. and just watching some of these games that take place winding down the season, less than 2 minutes to go in the game, and Carrollton is up 34-22 on Douglas County. Matter of fact, they just scored again, but we'll stick with that game and see when we get a final score from that one. Another game that a lot of people are wondering about is Milton and Roswell, a big battle in Fulton County up on the north side of town tonight. And let me see, we got Lamar Glenn, Athletic Director of Fulton County, checking in with us. Good evening. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Sam? I'm here. It's a raucous crowd right now, man. Sorry you can't hear me.
We can hear you, but it's always that way, right? Everybody knows everybody. This is a neighborhood rivalry, right?
This is a rivalry like none other. And we have third down right now.
All right. What's that score? Give us an update on the score right now.
So the score, actually, Roswell just scored right before I got on with you. 35-27 Roswell, 10-24 left in the fourth quarter.
Man, great ball game.
Yeah.
Has Roswell been leading the whole time? Has Milton been up? How's it been going?
So, actually, Roswell, it was tied. It was tied at the end of one. And then Roswell kind of took control, went up 21-7. And then Milton just fought back. And it was winning the half at 21-13 and came back out. And Roswell scored again, but then Milton got a fumble recovery and went about 80 yards the other way. And it was 28-27, and then Roswell just punched it in. So we've got a barn burner.
Hey, sound like you've been out there running up and down the field with them.
I have been.
Well, we appreciate you checking in with us here on the Scoreboard Show. We're going to let you get back to the game, but if you get a chance, give us a wrap-up when it's all done. We look forward to catching up with you in a little while. All right?
I will. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks so much. That is Lamar Glenn, the athletic director in Fulton County. He is so proud of his schools because of Fulton County's teams. For Fulton County, be it up on the north side, be it on the south side. You know, you got teams down there that are doing amazing things. We talk about Creekside and Langston Hughes. And on every Friday night, this man has a big smile on his face, Chris.
Yeah, he does. He does a great job. Man, that's a good game, Sam. A lot of football players out there on both sides, Milton and Roswell. Roswell hasn't won this game in a few years, and this is a big rivalry. For people listening that may not know, this is an Alabama-Auburn, Georgia-Florida, whatever. This is that at the high school level for them. Mm-hmm. And so Milton's dominated the series the last few years, won the state championship back-to-back years. Man. Roswell, if they can finish that thing, it'd be huge for first-year coach Jonathan Thompson. You know, if you remember, Sam, I talked to you about him, I think, in week one.
Right.
And was telling you, I love this guy. He was coming from Lee County. I talked to him over the summer. He just really seemed to be doing a good job. And, Sam, a thread that you might need to look into is a lot of first-year coaches this year not doing well. You know, Coach Thompson is the exception to the rule. A lot of our first-year coaches are really struggling. It's hard to turn programs around. It always has been. Seems a little bit harder this year, but Jonathan Thompson at Roswell, killing it.
Think there's a reason for that in particular?
Well, I think, you know, kids transfer. I think the expectations are high. I think, you know, it's just harder than it's ever been to take that 1-9 team and make them 6-4 in 1 year or something, which actually was something that I was able to do twice. You know, we took a team that really struggled and had them pretty good within 1 year. But that's harder than it's ever been, and a lot of new coaches are struggling this year.
Yep. And you mentioned Lee County. They are down in the second half, third quarter score we got showing right now. Houston County leading them 20-7.
Yeah. And that's a big win, big game for seeding. Houston County be a big win there. Houston and Lee playing for that second seed in that region behind Thomas County Central. But that's a good draw, so that could be a big win for Houston County over a really good Lee County team.
So more teams, more games while we're talking down in South Georgia. Look around that way. Obviously, Wintersville is going on. Valdosta is hanging on to a lead right now. 20-14 is the score I have. Fourth quarter against Lowndes. And
how about that? You think there's anybody in the town?
No. You know, everybody's at this game, right?
Yeah, if you ever wanted to rob a bank, now's the time.
Right, because nobody would know anything. Everybody's at this game.
I'm gonna change gears a little bit and talk about a team that you need to be talking about as, you know, you got this platform. I think maybe one of the best stories in the whole state of Georgia is Locust Grove.
Okay.
These guys are 9-1. They won tonight 19-3 over Jones County. Okay?
That's a big win.
They're nine and one, Sam. They haven't won 9 games combined for years before the last couple years. And they just kind of fly under the radar, you know. I mean, I know some people are talking about them, but, you know, I haven't heard a lot about them. And this is a guy, Gary Fisher, who I don't know. I don't know Coach Fisher. The coach at Locust Grove, he takes over. The team been 0-10 back-to-back years. They go 1-9. So that's 1-29. Now, Dom, you don't have to be smart to know that 1-29, so even I know this, 1-29 is not a good record. They went 1-29 in 30 games.
Wow.
That's up to 2023, Sam. We're not talking about the old days.
Right, right.
2021, 22, 23, one win, 29 losses.
Man.
And I just said how hard it is to get that moving in the right direction now, harder than it used to be even. Well, Coach Fisher, last year they go 5-5. You know, respectable. This year, 9-1, region champs, first region championship. It looks like, I think, pretty sure first region championship in school history. I mean, these guys, I mean, they've only made the playoffs a handful of times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a really, really, really good job by Locust Grove. So, I just wanted to highlight them for a minute, Sam. That's really
great. I mean, it's great also to talk about that region, which is mostly made up of Henry County schools, with the exception of Jones County, and the fact that, you know, Ola is there. We always end up talking about Stockbridge in 72, but there's Hampton there as well. What are they going to have to do really to figure some things out as far as that region goes? Because you got some teams with winning records. You got Eagles Landing there at 6-4, but 5-4 in the region. My goodness.
Well, this is another one of the reasons where the top four are going to make the playoffs. And there's really 6 teams that have a good chance, you know, that 6 teams that have records that normally would qualify for the playoffs. Locust Grove, Ola, and Stockbridge are in, okay, looks like. But Hampton, Jones County, and Eagles Landing will have to sort out some tiebreakers. Let's see what happens tonight in those games. So Jones County lost. They're 5-4 now in the region. Locust Grove 8-1.
Yep.
Ola beat McDonough. So Ola is going to be 7-2. Ola's in. Stockbridge won right tonight. They're in over. And you got Hampton and Eagles Landing Christian. Or not Eagles Landing Christian, sorry. Hampton beat Eagles Landing Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And Eagle – and so Hampton's going to have 6. So it looks like it'll be Hampton in. Yeah, it'll be Locust Grove 1,
yep.
Ola 2, Stockbridge 3, Hampton 4. Jones County, who's been a perennial power.
Right.
On the outside looking in after a loss to Locust Grove. What I'm telling you, Sam, is when we were in the Kia studio 2 years ago and somebody said Jones County was playing Locust Grove, we wasn't talking about that on our show.
Right.
Because it was going to be like 50-0.
Yep.
Jones County over Locust Grove, right? Now, Locust Grove wins tonight, wins the region, knocks Jones County, not just off the region pedestal, but out of the playoffs. How about that?
Wow. Wow. Tremendous job by Locust Grove and by their head coach, Gary Fisher. I mean, remarkable job.
You know Coach Fisher, Sam?
I have not met Coach Fisher, but
I don't either. We need to know him.
We do. We do, because he's done a
Somebody
remarkable
listen,
job.
Somebody listen, get us in touch with that man.
We would do
is
that.
This a good job.
We would do it. We'd love to have him on the show. Tell you what, we do have someone on the show who's checking in from the South Side. That was a big matchup down at Lovejoy tonight. Dom, let's check in and find out more about that game. Good evening.
Yes, Sam. Jonathan Simmons from Real Talk Sports here. An epic contest down here. Southside is really cranking. Number 4 in the state, Langston Hughes rolls into Clayton County, and they show why they were, Sam. 35-7. Key to the game was twice Jonesboro had an opportunity to cut the lead to 2 touchdowns, and twice inside the 5, Langston Hughes makes a stop. The last time, a strip fumble, the ball goes out of bounds for a touchback, and that was the key. Langston Hughes came back and scored another touchdown. In the final, 35-7, Langston Hughes undefeated, number 1 in the region. Great stuff here from the South Side. Your man, Jonathan Simmons from Real Talk Sports, on the scene.
All right. All right. Appreciate Jonathan Simmons checking in with that one. And, you know, we saw that game was going to be at Lovejoy. We thought the Wildcats would roll up their sleeves and try to give their best. But that Langston Hughes squad is just such a strong one, Chris.
Yeah, I'm sure they did roll up their sleeves and give their best. I really am. But, you know, sometimes the other team's just better. And Langston Hughes is just better than every team they played this year, Sam. They're going to meet their match in the playoffs. There's going to be some teams like Thomas County Central. There's going to be like Roswell and Milton. There's going to be some teams they can play with them, but there's not many, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, Lovejoy is really good, and they got nothing to hang their hat about today. Lovejoy is, you know, sitting on the best season they've had in years. They're going 8-2, best season in the last five or six years under Coach Carson. You know, I'm really impressed with them. Tonight it didn't go their way. It kind of got away from them. But, I mean, Langston Hughes is just a machine right now.
Yep, they are rolling. They are indeed rolling. They are and finished the season undefeated and ready to go when the playoffs start, which we'll get into that maybe in the next segment a little bit about the fact that we don't have any football next week. And we're not going to get into that yet.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, and how do some people feel about that? But run down some more scores. Remember that scores are brought to you by Formetco Scoreboards. A Formetco Scoreboard can help your school change the game. Go to FormetcoScoreboards.com. And, Chris, we got a few finals that we have that are starting to come in, roll in. Way down in South Georgia, Colquitt County gets the win. They finish the season with a win over Richmond Hill, 28-21. A ball game there. Camden County had a struggle with Tiff. 24-21 the final. Camden wins that one against Tip. Tip came in 3-7, and it is a final in Wintersville. Valdosta is your winner. Lowndes' first loss of the season, 23-14 your final. Valdosta with the win tonight.
Wow, so Valdosta wins the Wintersville Classic. How about that? You know, that I'm telling you, Sam, that's one of the best atmospheres any high school anywhere in the country. And, you know, Lowndes won last year. Valdosta come back and win this year. Big, big win for Coach Shelton Felton. His team, you know, they had a little hiccup against Colquitt County, lost by a point to a good Colquitt County team. But now they got one of those three-way ties, Sam.
Yeah, they do.
Lowndes, Valdosta, Colquitt County, all sitting at 4-1 in the region. And they'll have to determine their tiebreaker probably by point differential, which probably really benefits Valdosta. If they lost by one.
Yeah.
You know, see, Valdosta lost by one, but won by nine in the two games against each other. So that'd be a plus 8 point differential, if that makes sense. And then Lowndes, you know, would have a minus nine tonight. They lost by nine. So minus nine. And then against Colquitt, they beat Colquitt by 17. So that would be plus 8. Now, that'd be close.
Yeah.
It's going to be close. If my math's right, they're both plus 8, and Colquitt's minus. So they may have to flip a coin, Sam.
Ooh, the dreaded coin flip. Could
we
happen.
We need to talk to Day-Day, and I talked to a guy named Phil Jones.
Uh-huh.
ITG Next. You know he know Phil Jones?
I've heard think about him before.
Day-Day knew him. He got him on. He's a South Georgia guy. Like, he know, he's like John Bednarowski is the Cobb County.
Right.
This guy is South Georgia, this Region 1, you know?
Yeah.
We may need to get Day-Day to call this guy to explain to us. I'm serious.
All the different tiebreakers and how we're going to do this.
Because if they flip a coin for Valdosta and Lowndes, flip a coin for the Region Championship.
Oh, my goodness. They could
sell, that's going to be like a Friday night-like situation
they can
with
sell
Billy
tickets.
Bob Thornton.
They can sell tickets for that, right?
Yeah, they sell another 10,000.
People want to show up and
actually,
see that coin
flip.
That
might not be a bad idea for them. They do that next week because we don't have football. So next Friday, we're just going to come out there and flip the coin. Half price.
There we go.
$4 to get in.
How about you that? You're giving them ideas, Chris. You're giving them ideas. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back with more and also get to this thing about next week and no games and how do these teams keep sharp and ready to play. That's coming up. You stay with us. It is the Scoreboard Show on this Friday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 and The Game at 92.9thegame.com. High School Scoreboard Show. On this Friday night, Sam Crenshaw with you from our Midtown Atlanta studios with scores coming in from all over. Chris, we're watching some of these scores as they come in on this Friday night. And we talked about how this is the last Friday night of the regular season. And the way the schedule is set up now so that we can have the state championship games, the finals, at the Benz, you need not just 1 or 2 days. You need to have it for 3 days. So in order to get it on for 3 days, the dates that they have to go made us have to have a bye week, and so this coming week there will be no football games.
Yeah, it's one of the strange years where, you know, there is a gap. Some years we'd have played the regular season. I played on Halloween before, and it was the 9th game. But this time we chose to play the 10th game on Halloween and maybe would have started the playoffs. And if you remember last year, Sam, the plan originally was to start the playoffs next week and then take Thanksgiving off. Remember that?
Right. Remember that. But then we had
the hurricane. Mm-hmm. Last year, the hurricane came through, and they just took this week off coming up and played on Thanksgiving week. And everybody liked that, I think. And so they stuck with the playing on Thanksgiving because, you know, it's fun to play on Thanksgiving. And they kept the bye week here. But I don't know. We'll have to ask. I don't have any inside information on this. But I don't think this is a thing that'll be forever. Like, I think this is this year. But and my personal opinion, for what it's worth, I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about it either.
I would have started the season a week later, you know, which I know maybe hurts Corky Kale. I'm not really sure, like, why we – but I know it has to do with when they can use the bins to start the season – and when they can at the end, and there's some issues there, I know. But I feel like this is the time of year, weather-wise, excitement-wise, when you want as many games as possible going on, and sometimes mid-August is not.
Yeah.
Okay? When it's hot and people are just coming back to school, you know. So I would like to see this play for what it's worth, but, you know, they didn't ask me. I can't believe why, but they didn't ask me.
Well, that's just it. The dates are December 15th, 16th, and 17th for the state championship games, football and for flag football.
It's a long season, Sam.
It really is.
I mean, we started playing games
what day were we were at the first game, right? You
right.
and I were it was the rain that took forever, Kale versus South Paulding.
Yeah,
what day
man.
Was that? Like August 14th or August 15th or
15th or 16th? I can't remember now.
Yeah, so I mean, you're going from mid-August to late December.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In Alabama, where I'm from, in Alabama, they start, you know, at late August, so their first game probably like August 24th or something. And they're done like December 5th.
Really?
You know, just, yeah. They don't have all the off weeks. You know, okay. They just don't have as many. And so, I mean, there's an argument to be made on both sides there.
Yeah, I'm
but
sure.
Regardless of what Sam and I think, we're not playing football next week.
What, you're not playing football next week. So what do you do this week? And because there are some teams that didn't play this week. They've already played their 10 games.
And see, that's where my problem is. I mean, there's an argument to be had that everybody could use. You know, 2 weeks to prepare is good. So there's an argument to be had that this is a good thing for teams to get healthy for the playoffs and all that. But what about the teams that were already off that didn't know they were doing this? And what about the private schools that, in the private bracket, they skipped the first round anyway because only 16 teams make the playoffs.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So
right.
they don't play. So, I mean, I can't envision a scenario where there's anything positive coming out of being off more than 1 week.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen a coach intentionally take 2 weeks off in a row. It happens, but – very rare.
And we talked about a couple of teams now who are riding momentum. We talked about some teams that got off to a slow start and now they got things rolling. We talked about
they don't want to sit out.
Right, you know. When we talked about Shiloh, two teams that have been in that situation and what they're doing. So, you know, they got to work it out. They got to do something to try to stay sharp and to get ready. But you can't scout. You can't, you know, it's like a Friday night. You have a Friday night out. Let's go and see who we're playing next week. They're not playing either.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I would prefer us to just play. You know, you get that 10th game, you know, your regular season's over, it's time to shift gears into playoffs. And you know, if we needed this week off, then, I mean, if we needed to stretch it back, I'm saying you play the last game of the regular season next week. This should have been next to last, you know, if that's how we felt.
Yeah.
But
the reason we're doing this is so we can have an amazing experience. And I will say our state championship experience is remarkable, what it's done for the young people. Not everybody's going to play college ball. Not everybody's going to – and a handful of the ones that play college ball, a very few of them will get to play at the very highest level, the football. So to get a chance to play – in a stadium, in a National Football League stadium,
yeah.
to dress out in that
yeah.
locker room, to run out onto
and
the
I
field,
am,
right?
I am for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like Georgia State, fantastic, and I enjoyed our time over there. But it is special for those young people to get to play in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I think the climate, of course, is fantastic. You know, we want the best team to win the state championship, and sometimes in late December. You know, the weather's a factor, right?
That's true. So that's the thing. So that we just thought we'd bring that up a little bit tonight because that is the case. They know that we've been
playing
no games.
We're not going to have any games to update y'all next week, right,
no,
Sam?
No, but we'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get you set. we're going to have a playoff preview for you next week, but we won't have any games. So nobody will be out calling in updates and that type thing, but we're still going to have a preview to get you ready.
Maybe we can find that Locust Grove coach.
Yeah, maybe could.
You know, when you,
that,
yeah.
might be a good idea.
Surely we know somebody who knows.
Oh,
somebody.
Yeah, we get some. We'll get in touch. Sure. We'll get in touch with Coach Fisher, man. We'll get Coach Fisher on. We'll get him on for sure. Let's check some scores of some games. I'm finding out. Let's see. Down in Southwest Georgia, we had Seminole County 36-32 winners over Mitchell. That game has gone final.
Seminole's having a good year. You know, that's a place that doesn't get brought up on 92.9 the game very often, Sam. That couldn't be further from the Kia studio and still be in the state of Georgia.
It's way down there, isn't it?
It's way down there by Dothan, Alabama.
Wow.
But okay. Yeah, they're having a nice year.
Yeah.
Seminole County.
Yeah,
yeah, they're going to make the playoffs. Good win for them. I got a final Grayson 37, Archer 12. You still got Grayson for your
there,
prohibitive favorite in the 6A bracket.
They still look like the team to beat. They finish a perfect 10-0, beating Archer, but Archer is 6-4 season this year. And Buford's game has gone final as well. They beat Mill Creek 35-3, final score in that game.
You know, Sam, let's because I'm feeling controversial today,
okay,
let's talk about Buford for a minute.
All right.
So Buford, 35-3 winners, 10-0. Yawn, snooze fest. They always go 10-0, right? 9-1, 10-0. You know, Buford, who I think has got a great coach and a great coaching staff, but they have expectations to win the state championship, right? There's no other expectation there.
Every year.
Every year. That's it, right?
Right.
Well, they went to 7A, I think it was 3 years ago, maybe four. But every year since then, they've really been disappointed in the playoffs. Like, they have dominated. I've said on this show and talked about how amazing they were and how nobody was going to beat them, and then somebody did. Like, 1 year it was Walton in the second round. Remember that?
Yep. Yeah.
And, you know, last year it was in the semifinals to Carrollton, but I think, you know, considering that Carrollton lost the next week to Grayson, you felt like, well, you know, so I don't want to be critical of kids, and I don't want to sound like I am.
No.
But what I am saying is Buford has got to be the only team in the world that wins games against an excellent Mill Creek team, 35-3. They just dominated them all day today.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll still be disappointing if they don't win the next five in a row.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what I mean. I'm just saying, like, there's an enormous amount of expectations there, but they really have kind of been disappointing. They were 10-0. I mean, they dominated in 2022. Dominated. Didn't even play a close game. And then lost in the second round of the playoffs. Right?
Right.
Then in 2023, they pretty much dominated. Only lost to Mill Creek in a close one, but lose to Grayson in a big upset in the quarterfinals. That was when they were, I mean, they were probably favored by 20 points. And now they lose to Carrollton last year in the semifinals, 30-17. It wasn't, you know, it was close, closer than the score indicated. But those guys from Buford have some pressure on them.
Yeah.
They've never won this highest classification. These are people who won, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10. 14 state championships in like 21 years.
Yep.
But then none in the last four.
Yep, in the biggest classification.
In the biggest class. So once they join that biggest class in 2022, it's just not gone their way. After winning three in a row, Coach App's first 3 years, they won the state championship all 3 years. Now, I'm not going to think any less of him or those players or anything else if they don't win it. I'm just saying they have a unique situation where it's almost like boring, or we don't even bring them up on this show. This is the longest we've talked about them all year, because they're going to win. But then they haven't won in the playoffs like people would think they would the last 4 years. So they are kind of a team to watch. Like, if they get a Valdosta in the second round, or if they get – eventually they'll get Grayson, or they're going to get, you know, Lowndes, or they're going to get Colquitt County or North Gwinnett. You know, they're going to get these teams.
You just call the one I watch out for. North Gwinnett is the one I watch out for. And to me,
they're getting
that's
better
just,
and sneaky that's, good.
Right, right. You call them sneaky good. Yeah. That's just a team that just, you know what I mean?
They're there. Lost that first game to Douglas County. Everybody wrote them off.
And they're always around. They're always around, man.
Well, they had a lot of guys that were seniors last year, okay? So that first game of the year, a lot of those guys are good players, but they're playing their first high school game. So they lose to Douglas County. Well, they just keep getting better and better and better, and they dominated Norcross last week.
Yep.
To win the region championship. So, yeah, that's a good pick, Sam. North Gwinnett is a team somebody does not want to play in the playoffs.
They were winner last night. They were one of the Thursday night games. Beat Duluth 54-3 to close out the
record. I mean, they're rolling.
9-1. 9-1. You need to watch out for North Gwinnett.
And you know,
they could be there.
Coach Godfrey's son is the best player on defense, right? He's a linebacker. You know that? Coach Godfrey's son is like a big-time recruit.
Yeah.
And so I was telling Garrett today, one of them, that, you know, it's like, you know, when you're a coach, a high school coach, the college coaches come in and they're like, all right, coach, who you got? And if you say your son, they roll their eyes. But this case,
no,
this man is really the best player. Like,
this guy's legit.
Like, I think it actually hurts you that your dad's the coach in some ways there. I'm sure you benefit in a lot of ways from your dad being the coach. But I'm telling you, this guy's a machine. Like, if his dad wasn't a coach, even more people be after him. I mean, he's got 20 offers anyway, probably. But, right. You know, yeah, it's a unique story. But they got a good team at North Gwinnett.
They really do.
Yeah.
They really
watch
do.
Watch out for them.
We will watch out for them. All right, games are going final. Top of the hour. We got some updates from our reporters who are around the area tonight. Get more updates from them and some of the final scores into the 11 o'clock hour. And we're going to check in with some of our coaches, our winning coaches, too. You stay with us. It is the Scoreboard Show, High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Into our 11 o'clock hour, it is the High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. The Ingles High School Scoreboard Show. So glad you're with us. Sam Crenshaw in our Midtown Atlanta studios for our Scoreboard Show, along with Chris Parker. And got Dom Jaroski doing things other side of the glass. We're brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings at Ingles. Chris, we got some scores we're going to run down, and then I'm going to get to our reporters because we got something from Day-Day and something from Garrett we want to get to. I want to mention some games in a certain region that is near and dear to you, and that is Region 6, 5A. That's because you coach there. You have one of your proteges who's coaching there, and somebody's going to be left out here. It's one of those regions where somebody with a winning record is not going to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, this is a tough region, Sam. You're talking about Region 6-5A. This is Sequoia, Sprayberry, Creekview, Woodstock, River Ridge. All five teams very capable, right?
Right.
All going to win at least six games. But, yeah, at least one's going to be out. So Sequoia beat Creekview tonight for the region championship. I think Sequoia is going to win the region there. Their only loss being to River Ridge, who does not have the same record as them. Sprayberry will end with a similar record to Sequoia. But remember, Sequoia beat Sprayberry. And remember back in those days when we were saying that, hey, these games will be the ones that decide things.
Yeah. How about that?
And that was one of them. So Sequoia beat Sprayberry. I think Garrett was at that game. And the young man had seven touchdowns. Remember that?
Remember that, yep.
So in that game, Sequoia beating Sprayberry, both teams finished 9-1. Both teams finished 6-1 in the region. Sequoia is your region champ by that September game victory. So Sprayberry will finish second. Creekview will finish 5-2 in the region. Woodstock 4-3, River Ridge 4-3, because River Ridge beat Woodstock tonight. That means, I think I got that right.
River Ridge beat Lassiter tonight.
River Ridge beat Lassiter.
And Sprayberry.
Who did Woodstock lose to?
Sprayberry.
Sprayberry, that's right. I'm
62-14,
sorry.
Sprayberry is winning that game. River Ridge over Lassiter 56-7.
But by Woodstock's victory over River Ridge a few weeks ago, Woodstock will be the fourth seed. So Sequoia 1, Sprayberry 2, Creekview 3 with 5 region wins, Woodstock 4, River Ridge out.
Man, that's something. That's something. That's a good football team to be out. But you know what?
Yeah, they lost one game to Woodstock. And so think about it. Sequoia lost a game to River Ridge. It didn't hurt them. It just didn't hurt them. They didn't know that at the time. But it didn't hurt them because they beat Sprayberry, and that was the team they needed to have that tiebreaker over. Well, River Ridge lost the game to Woodstock, and it hurt them.
Yeah.
You know, and a very good football team is not going to – and that was on September 5th, Sam. That was on September 5th.
Wow.
It was the first region game.
Yeah.
Woodstock 14, River Ridge 10 on September 5th.
Way back
decided
then.
Who made the playoffs in November.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. That is amazing. That is what tonight really some things out. But if you've been listening to our program, you heard us earlier back at the start of the season. Chris said somebody's going to lose a game tonight, and it's going to have an impact on what's going to happen down the road. And sure enough, folks, it is happening. All right, we got our reporters out doing some work. Let's check in with Day-Day Lewis and the game that he was covering tonight.
Yeah, it was not a pretty game. But it was when it's 31-7 for a championship, can't be happier. Real happy for these guys right here. We beat a good team. That's a well-coached team, good team.
All right, and talk about the season in general for you, Coach. And again, congratulations on the region championship.
These guys have worked real hard. We got a special group. They care about each other. They love each other. They work hard. And that shows that we now won 8 in a row with champions.
And I was going to ask you about that. What did that Hebron game, what would you say that kind of taught the guys about themselves?
A day goes by, we don't think about it. Not a day goes by.
All right, well, now you get ready for the playoffs. You got some time. What do you want the guys to kind of focus in on?
Just staying healthy and we got to keep getting better. We got to keep getting this. We got to play our best. This was not our best tonight, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Good deal, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Sam, Chris, back to you guys.
All right, that is Coach John Thompson, who, my goodness, I always say, young people, you get a chance to be coached by him. The things that you get to learn are amazing. Fellowship Christian was a winner over Whitfield Academy tonight, 31-7, their seventh straight region championship. But talk a little bit about Coach Thompson, Chris.
Yeah, Coach Thompson was the defense coordinator for Coach Tim McFarland, our friend at Fellowship for a long time. But before that, he coached in the SEC, right? He was the head coach at Arkansas. He was the long-time defensive coordinator in the SEC. Do you know that, Dom? This is an SEC coach. But he was coaching with Tim McFarland as a defense coordinator. Coach McFarland retires for real, moves on to Georgia Tech, and Coach Thompson gets the job, and he's still kicking, man. He's been doing it a long time, Sam.
He was at Georgia State with Coach Bill Curry.
Georgia State, that's right.
He was with Coach Saban at LSU.
Yeah.
And was with Coach Spurrier for now. I mean, the book that he could write would be phenomenal. Life in this game. And I hope that the young folks that he's working with now really appreciate who they're getting a chance
to
learn from, right?
They don't.
You don't think so? Why not?
They don't understand all that. They don't understand all that. But they will one day, okay?
Yeah.
Like they will when they get older. But they don't know who Steve Spurrier is. But if you got to be around Steve Spurrier and Nick Saban, I'd say that was a pretty good football journey there. And got to be around Tim McFarland. I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely. Very much. Very much. So great to congratulate Fellowship Christian on winning that region championship. Now we got Garrett Chapman. Let's check in with him. I think he was up at Buford tonight.
All right, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the High School Scoreboard Show. This is Garrett Chapman here at the beautiful Buford High School here at Philip Beard Stadium. I got the head coach here joining me after winning the Region 8 title. Coach, you mentioned it before, like you break camp, your one goal is to come out and win a region championship. What have you learned from your team just as you run through this season?
We've grown a bunch. I mean, I'm proud of where we are. You know, coming out, you want to play good in the first couple weeks. You know, you're going to improve a bunch and get in the region play and keep that ball rolling and find a way to win them all just so you're set up to have some home games and, you know, just be set up whatever quadrant of the bracket you're in to make a run. And our kids did a great job tonight. They knew it was a championship game and they knew what they had to do. Rival, you know, a big-time rival. I know we only played 4 years, but it's the biggest rival we've had, I think, since we've been here as far as they like each other. They all hang out together and everything. But there's hatred, you know, between the communities. But good. You know, I respect Coach Lovelady and the way they do things. That's why it was tough sledding for us. It wasn't about what we were doing. It was about, you know, they had a good game plan and they came out ready to stop us. But I'm proud of our kids. I mean, I just can't say enough. I'm giving them a day off tomorrow because that's how proud I am.
I love that. Coach, the goal line stand. I mean, when I think of Buford football, I think of the trenches. And what we saw there in the goal line stand against Mill Creek, they get a long pass. What did you learn about your guys? What did you see about your guys there on that play?
Yeah, we've matured a bunch. I mean, usually that'll happen. We'll sink our heads and you know, let them score, and then we'll just try to come back over the next quarter or so, something like that, you know. But our kids, they were determined. You had a couple guys in there that hadn't been in that situation in practice all week long because we couldn't find a guy. And the guy was banged up and breathing hard and all that type of stuff. So the fact they go out there and adjust and do something different and new and execute, I'm just proud as a head coach to see that happen.
Absolutely. And on the other side of the ball, I mean, you said it was a tight game there in the first half, and then it kind of opened up there in the second half. Of course, you guys finished the game 35-3. The offense really found its gear on the ground. What did you see from those guys?
Yeah, I think, you know, they were doing some stuff too, was pinching and moving guys up front and figured out a little bit of what they were doing, so we knew where to cut the runs and where it was going to hit. That's why Dylan had his long run at the beginning of the second half, and then you know, Dayton did a good job, you know, when time was called for him to throw the ball, too. And our receivers did a great job catching and keeping the ball moving downfield. Two-minute drill, second half, all that type of stuff. So I think we're developing at the right time. It's a good time to have a bye week. You know what I mean? I never thought we'd have a bye week before going into the playoffs, but it's a good time to have it. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
Coach Brian Appling, I mean, you mentioned the bye week. That was the last one for you.
Uh-huh.
What's the plan for this bye week, and what do you want to see from this team as you move into potentially making a state championship run?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what – I mean, we've been fairly healthy all year long, and I know, you know, coming out of this game, tough opponent like that, you're going to have some you know, dings and dents. And get healthy, number one, so we'll be 100% when we play Richmond Hill. But also just, you know, keep sharpening the sword. We compete a lot at practice, and we're going to keep competing. Just so we're ready to go when we hit a game like this and we can find a way to execute and win it. Just get back to the drawing board and keep rolling.
Awesome. Well, Coach, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Yes,
Region
sir.
8 champions here, Buford High School, Coach Brian Appling. For the High School Scoreboard Show, this is Garrett Chapman. Guys, back to you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Garrett, for that update. And thanks a lot to Coach Appling for spending some time with us. And he talked about the week, and he's going to give them tomorrow off. But he's got this weekend.
Yeah, that's nice of him. Give him tomorrow off. My goodness. But, you know, I went on that rant about it earlier. That's a, you know, there's a lot of pressure there, Sam. I mean, there really is. I don't have to say it again. There's just a lot of pressure for them to win these five games. And it's not going to be easy. That highest class has five or six teams that I could see any of them winning it. You know, and I think Carrollton and Grayson and Buford are the three that look to be ahead of everybody else. But there's a few other teams, you know, that you can roll on. And you're going to have to be playing your best football at that time of the year.
Yep. I'm keeping an eye up here now up on GPB. And we had a little nastiness at the end of the Carrollton-Douglas County game. I think they got it all sorted out. And the coaches are shaking hands. And one has the region championship trophy in his hand. But they had some... That's some not so nice things happening with that one. Carrollton wins that game 55-22 final score. Carrollton gets the win over Douglas County tonight. Run out a few more scores we got a chance of before we go to our break. Let me see. We got some over in DeKalb County. Southwest DeKalb was a winner tonight, 27-7 over Druid Hills. They Southwest DeKalb finishes the regular season at 27-7. Marist 35, Tucker 14. Marist finishes the season at 9-1, Tucker at 6-4. Believe they make it into the postseason. I'm winning that. Northview gets the win. They beat North Springs 21-13. Final score in that one. And we got a smile to put on Dom's face here because Stevenson was a winner over Douglas tonight.
Yo!
Stevenson 9-1 with a win 21-10. They beat Douglas tonight. So that's big.
Yeah, listen, Douglas. You know, Douglas was first place in the region there. It is. You know, so that was a – I'm going to be honest with you, Dom. That was one I wasn't sure they were going to win.
Hey, man, so, we got it done. We got it done. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's a good win for Stevenson. Congrats to those guys. Coach Jeltson did a great job. Even though we joke with Dom, we love Stevenson. We love Coach Jeltson. Yep. 9-1. Sneaky good, right?
Really?
I mean, they lost the one game to North Clayton and you know, maybe just didn't hear as much about them. But, you know, it might be a team people don't want to play in the playoffs, too.
Yep, you know what I mean? That's one of those teams you probably don't want to see them show up in your bracket.
Now, see, because they're in 3A, Sam, and so Dom can follow his team next week, their bracket will come out on Sunday. You know, we don't know who they're – because, remember, they're rankings. So it doesn't matter what place they're in the region and all that. So Stevenson, Coach Jeltz, and Dom are just going to have to sit there till Sunday,
yep.
And then they'll determine who they're going to play. But it's not going to take away from being 9-1. They're going to have a high seed. They're going to play at home. And so you can rest assured on all that. So it's going to be exciting. But it does add a little bit of drama to this that we can't guarantee you any game. So this time next year, Sam, we won't be able to tell anybody
true
who you would play next week.
Right.
Isn't that something?
That's what's coming up. That's what's coming up. I tell you what we have coming up. We have more scores, highlights from games going on tonight. It's more games. Go final. Bring out more scores for you. It's the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show. We're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It is the High School Scoreboard Show, and it's Friday night. Sam Crenshaw, 9 floors up in our Midtown Atlanta studio. So glad you're with us. If you're headed home from your game, if you've been trick-or-treating on your way home from your game, whatever, hope that's been safe. And, you know, some things, like I say, it's one of those nights when some things go bump in the dark. But not a lot of surprises tonight, Chris. Got some close calls in some games that really went down to the wire in some games we're checking out tonight. But I don't think a lot of surprises tonight. But, you know, the climate is right for those type things, you know, when you're playing on Halloween and it's the final week of the regular season. I saw that Newton and South Gwinnett went to overtime. Newton wins that game 27-21 final score. Newton at 7-3. And they're always a team that can be dangerous when you watch for them.
South Gwinnett will be, too. South Gwinnett's sneaky good. Both those teams are good. Both will be a tough matchup in the playoffs. Both teams make the playoffs. South Gwinnett will get the 4 seed now, Newton the 3.
We'll see what happens in that one. I think also Columbia is a team I was thinking about. And talk about a tough schedule early in the season.
Yeah, but they're like a glutton for punishment. They play everybody very – I mean, it's unbelievable. They play Cartersville. They'll go to Valdosta. They don't care. They play anybody. Douglas County. Right,
they kind of following the blueprint from Hapeville Charter.
Yeah, just take their lumps and then get into the teams like them, and they're hardened and ready to go, and they're going to win the region championship again. So, congrats to Columbia.
They are. They've done a good job with their coach. Coach Greg Barnett has done a great job, and he's a Columbia grad, and so it's really in his heart to go out and do well. But man, you talk about the first side of the schedule. You look at the schools that they played, Chris. Yeah. Cartersville, Carrollton, you know, that's you know,
Douglas County,
Kale, you know, before they got into their region. And here they are now, they just run the table in the region, and they're the region champs. So tip of the cap to Coach Barnett for a great job that he's done over there with his team at his alma mater. Very proud of what he's always proud of, his effort of the young folks, what he gets them to do over there. Creekside finished 10-0. We know what's happening with them. They played Midtown tonight 79-3. Creekside is just such a machine. You talk about Langston Hughes down on the south side. This is another one right here.
Creekside is a team not exactly like Buford, and as I mentioned several times today, but Creekside is a team that also expects now they want to play in all five games. You know, they hadn't quite gotten there. They've been in the semifinals a few times with Coach Dixon, but we've had Coach Dixon on for years talking about winning the state championship.
You want to play 15
this
games.
This is the team. This is the team that can do it, but there's it also 4A is brutal. North Oconee, right? Benedictine, Ware County. I mean, you know, Kale. You're talking about a bunch of teams, Cartersville, that you're going to roll on. Blessed Trinity. There's just so many good teams that they're going to have to beat Marist. But Creekside, I think, has that expectation on themselves, right? I think Coach would tell they are not going to be happy with anything other than playing five more games.
Yeah, you mentioned North Oconee. They're winning tonight over Walnut Cove, 41-7. They finished the season a perfect 10-0.
Yeah, North Oconee's a machine. They haven't lost a regular season game in a while. They're a team. Hey, I want to highlight something real quick.
Go ahead,
Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Gilmer beat Ridgeland 38-6, which I think was expected. Gilmer finishes the season 6-4, but Coach Paul Standard. Wins his 200th game today.
Congratulations to Coach.
Congratulations to Coach Standard. 200 wins. Man, what an accomplishment. You know, you got to be coaching a while to get to 200 wins. So congrats to Coach Standard.
You coach for a while and you got to be good.
Yeah, you got to be good for a long time.
You do.
Be consistent. And, you know, that Gilmer program was really not good, for lack of a better word, you know, from the years 2016, 17, 18, in that time, my last few years coaching. And I've seen what Coach Standard's done. He's done a great job there. They're solid. They're always competitive. They're well coached. And they finished the year 6-4. They'll make the playoffs. But Coach with his 200th win. So I thought that was neat. And I know you like Coach Standard, a friend of yours. So I wanted to highlight that for you. 200th win for Coach. Congratulations, Coach Standard.
Congratulations to him. Heard County finishes the season at 10-0. 47-26 winners over 28 winners over Pepperell. And they did the Halloween candy sprint this week. You know, they do something every year, man, right? They coaches put the candy down in the end zone, tell them line up for the sprint at the end of practice, and they go there and try to fill up their helmets with all the candy.
Listen, there ain't very many things I'll sprint for, but I might sprint over there and get some candy, Dom. So next time we have a full show in the studio, y'all put the candy sprint down there on the other end, and let's me and Sam go at it and see who can get to the
candy. See who can get to the candy.
Or to the wings, or to the, you know, the Ingles, deli food, or whatever it is.
Whatever we may have.
Put it over there. Let us run to it. I did see that, though. What a neat idea. That's a great idea.
That's something. And the kids look forward to it. It's a lot of fun. Of course, they've had a great season.
You got to have some good candy, too, Sam. Not that.
Yeah, right.
Not that old. Not that rough, like, non-brand candy. You know what I mean?
You got to
come in with some. Yeah. And they're proud of that candy now. Have you looked at the price of candies?
Yeah.
I know that's not what we're supposed to be talking about.
I know.
My God. Has anybody looked at the price of what candy costs, like at the Walgreens or Ingles?
And
big bags of candy?
They were selling it this week, too. They were selling it this week, too.
But regardless of what it costs, Sam, you don't bring anything but that candy.
Yeah.
You bring that good candy if you're going to make people run across the field. Okay.
Nothing but the best.
Don't bring that old cheap candy.
No.
Okay. Right, Dom? Dom knows.
Yeah, can't you got to really the good stuff out for the kids.
There we go.
Got to bring some good stuff. I mean, I know, you know, time's tough. I'm not trying to knock that, but candy is expensive. I noticed this week.
You've noticed that. You've taken note.
I noticed. Yeah, it's got. I think we could buy the whole aisle 10 years ago for what we bought a little bag for.
I know for now, right? Right.
But nevertheless, if you're going to ask kids to sprint across the field and fill their helmet full of candy, you got to bring the good candy.
You got to bring something good.
What's your favorite candy, Dom?
Ooh, it's a great question.
For Halloween.
Halloween.
What are you getting at Halloween? Like, you're going to somebody's house, and they pull out what, and you're like, man, that's it right there.
For Halloween especially, you get the little bite-sized candies and stuff like that. Right. I'm a big Milky Way fan.
Really?
Milky Way.
Yes. Chocolate
That's
and caramel.
Underdog.
You can never
That's
go
a
wrong.
That's a Locust Grove of candy.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Locust Grove of candy. No, not Locust
Grove.
I did
not expect a Milky Way to come up.
Yes.
Locust Grove is 9-1, man. What are you talking about? The underdog.
Well, I mean, for the year, you know. Okay. Not tonight, but for the year. Yeah.
But usually.
Well, what do you say, Sam? What would you? What's got a.
Reese's.
Like if you pull what,
Reese's.
When you were a kid,
Reese's.
You pull what? Reese's?
Anything Reese's. It could be like the little ones or the big ones. I love Reese's.
Did you ever, when you were little, Sam, you have the one house in the neighborhood that would give out the full candy bars? You know, there's always like, I always felt like there was one place, you know, most of them give out little stuff,
but
there was one place where they give you something big. You thought you had something.
Yeah, you get the king size bar.
Yeah, you thought you had something. I'm telling you. Like, telling your friends.
You have that in your bag, gets a little heavy.
Yeah. I don't know how I digress to that.
Yeah, I know. We're going down a rabbit hole here. Let's down I-85. Down 85, that was a big one tonight. Sandy Creek and Troop. And we figured that was going to be a big game. Didn't know the score was going to be this way. Sandy Creek 42, Troop County 17. Big win by the Creek.
Big win. And Troop's really good. This is probably a similar thing to what I said about Lovejoy earlier, where it's really not about the team that lost. It's about the team that won. You know, like Langston Hughes was really good. So Lovejoy doesn't need to hang their head. You know, Sandy Creek is really good. Troop doesn't need to hang their head. I don't know who can beat Sandy Creek in 3A. I'm sure they could play poorly for a game and get upset. But they seem to be a team that when they're playing well, they may not have a peer in that class, okay?
Yeah.
Carver-Columbus is kind of like that in AA. But see, in 4A and 5A and 6A, you can rattle off about six teams, at least three, that you know 50-50 games if they play each other, right?
Right.
And see, that's not true in 3A. Sandy Creek has just been excellent all year. I mean, they've had a couple of bad drives here and there, and that's it. So, I mean, it's going to really be hard to beat them. You might get that game in a state championship, Sam, but this time if you get them, I doubt it's going to come down to the play on the 1 yard line, whatever it was.
Oh my goodness! The time when
the controversial Sandy Creek. That's the last time they won it, right?
Yeah.
The controversial win. Yeah.
You don't want to get back that, and they brought us, and now we have replay because of that. How about that?
And we're playing inside.
Some other games up, kind of up your way. Cahulla Creek winner over Ringo beats Ringo. That's an upset.
That's an upset. That's a Milky Way.
Yep,
that's a
Milky Way
situation.
What about Rockmart over North Murray?
That's not a Milky Way, but the score was a little bit. North Murray's excellent.
Yeah.
But again, North Murray came in undefeated.
Right.
Rockmart came in 8-1, but Rockmart is just really good. You know, Coach Parsons' son's a freshman. He's the quarterback. He's a freshman.
Wow.
Dominating. I mean, they've got a really talented group. They've got more good kids coming. Rockmart's won, you know, I think 7 region championships in a row. Rolling.
Yeah, that is
fantastic. So congrats to them.
Doing great. The Dragons are in. What seed will the Dragons be in the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't know. They'll be in the bottom 16, though, so they won't. They probably won't host. Lumpkin beat Gilmer or beat Pickens tonight, 29-22. Big win for Lumpkin. Congrats to them. Both teams will be in the playoffs, I'm pretty sure. Will be in the top 32. But, Pickens will probably be on the road. So next week, nobody will be playing. But the week after that, they'll be on the road. In the playoffs, but excited to see them in the playoffs. 7-3 on the year, most wins the Dragons have had since I was coaching the team.
How about that? How about that, yeah. Folks? How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Greater Atlanta Christian went over Chesterton 42-29. 82. North Hall finishes the season undefeated. Beat Dawson County.
North Hall's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, North Hall's good. They're going to be a tough team to beat in the playoffs. They're really talented.
42-7 final score in that game tonight. We looked at that one, run down some others that we're looking at. Hebron Christian and Prince Avenue. When we saw this game on the schedule early, we said, okay, it's because this was a state championship game.
State championship preview, right?
But Hebron runs the table tonight, 43-6. Hebron Christian.
Yeah, Hebron Christian is really good. I mean, they're really good. You know, they beat Fellowship, who's the only loss Fellowship's had. We talked about John Thompson earlier. They beat Fellowship, the only loss Fellowship's had. They beat Prince Avenue. Hebron is just really good. They beat Blessed Trinity. We watched that one in the studio. So, they're going to be a tough. They're going to be a tough team to beat in that private playoffs.
We have to watch for them. Raven County and Elbert County tonight. Raven County is a winner, 31-23. They're 8-2 to finish the regular season. Fine season for them. They're going to be a team you watch going into the playoff. Commerce beats Providence Christian. Commerce 2-8 this year. 52-0, that's rare for them to have a season like that. They're rebuilding some things up that way. Who else am I looking? I was looking at another one, too, that I wanted to make sure I mentioned. No, not that one. It's another one, too. I mentioned Temple Model. Model beats Temple tonight. Model 36 over Temple. Temple at 5-5.
That's a good win for Model.
To finish the
regular
season.
Yeah, good win for Model.
Yep.
Yeah, good, real good win for Model. How about Cambridge over Blessed Trinity, 31-28?
That's
big win for Cambridge.
It is big win for Cambridge.
Receding. And in that same region, Centennial beat Westminster 35-10. Westminster 2-8. Coach Romberg's the first year without Coach Romberg. He was there for so long. They get a new coach this year. They're 2-8, still trying to figure it out. It's hard to replace those guys. Been there a long time, man.
That's true. Moving in and people coming in. And when some do come in and things really click, it's pretty amazing to see things all come together like that when they have to. It's amazing.
I got another one. Roswell and Milton went final.
That was final?
You know, yeah, it was close. Milton comes back and almost wins. Roswell 41, Milton 39.
Whoa.
A barn burner.
Whoa.
Yeah, 41-39.
We know we heard
Roswell with the win.
You know, we had Lamar.
That's a massive win for Roswell, though.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. We talk about that. They finished the season 9-1, and, you know, they're a team you want to watch out for going into this postseason. Like you said, with a new head, with a first year head coach.
Yeah, that's a massive win for them. They're 9-1. Their only loss is to Buford. They're jumping into the playoffs, but I wouldn't count Milton out because, you know, Milton's one of those teams that they just get in the playoffs and just get better and better each week. And, you know, Milton and Roswell may play again.
We may see that. We may actually may watch to see if we get to see that one, because that would be fantastic to see them do that again. Mays finishes the season at 5-5. They beat Drew tonight 41-6, final score in that game in town. Griffin finishes the season with a win. 7-3, big turnaround for that program. The Bears winners over Monday's Mill tonight, 30-12. That was
big. Isn't it good to see Griffin back being relevant?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great down there. All right. I'm back. We got one more segment of scores. May get one more update to come in as we wrap up this edition of the Scoreboard Show. You stay with us for more. The Scoreboard Show brought to you by Ingles on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It's the Scoreboard Show on this Halloween night. I hope your team won and was a treat instead of a trick, right? You came tonight. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker, Dom Cherovsky with you for one more segment on this Friday night as the regular season winds down to an end. And we mentioned the school earlier, Chris, in Columbia, that had stacked the schedule really, really difficult and tough. And then when they get into the region, you know, they flip the switch and they win the region championship. They didn't quite win the championship, but when they got to the region, they flipped the switch, and that is Hapeville Charter. They finished their season last night with a 38-0 win over Therrell. They won their last five in a row. They finished the regular season at 6-4. Who wants to play these guys?
Nobody. Carver Atlanta beat them in the Carver from Atlanta beat them to win their region. Carver's 10-0. Hapeville's in second in that region. Both those teams going to be really tough outs in the playoffs. I'll tell you this, Sam. I got to revisit something because I undersold this Milton and Roswell game. Okay, so it was a big game, but let me paint a little picture here. Did my homework. Roswell is winning, okay, 38-27. Okay, late in the game. That's two scores. Milton scores. Milton gets an onside kick. They score again. Both times missed the two-point conversion. So they scored 12 points to put them up 39-38. You think Milton, the Giants, the two-time state champs, they're not going to go down. Roswell goes down the field, kicks a 50-yard field goal.
Whoa. Whoa.
Hit the upright, bounced in.
Oh, they got them.
You're talking about some Halloween spooky stuff.
Things
you
going,
said nothing happened.
Things going
it
bump.
Happened.
Yeah.
Like
man.
Dom picking a Milky Way. Some things are just strange.
Man.
But all joking aside, what a great win for Roswell, and what a dramatic fashion. I just feel like you don't see as many games like that in high school as you do in college. And what a great ending. The game was on Peachtree Sports. It was a Score Atlanta game. Our guys, IJ was out there, Rusty Manziel, Brandon Adams' guys. Did a great job. Man, what a treat that was.
That's fantastic. That's a fantastic finish to hear of that particular game. We were watching for that one, watching to see how that one was going to end. I know Lamar Glenn called us earlier. He was out of breath.
Yeah.
He was just watching it, right?
But we called him. We need to get Lamar back because he's going to be really out of breath now because a lot happened since we talked to him. But I'm telling you, Sam, the toughness that a team has to have to be up by 11 and real quickly be down by one and then drive the field and score and then make a long kick. I mean, just both those teams are going to be really, really tough to beat in the playoffs. But really huge win for Roswell, Coach Thompson, trying to, you know, establish himself, first-year head coach. That's a big-time, big-time win for the Roswell Hornets there.
It really is. Congratulations to them tonight as we go down some scores. And, that you know, I talked about some April Charter. They're one of the Thursday night winners. And I go down some of the Thursday night winners. Brookwood was a winner over Norcross last night, 43-8. We talked about Shiloh with the win over Dunwoody to secure hosting the playoff game. That 28-21 was the final score in that one. McEachern closed out their schedule last night, a perfect 10-0, 79-7 win over Osborne. 79 points. I talked with John Bednarowski today. I think that was the third highest total ever scored by a high school team in Cobb County, I believe.
79.
Yeah, and I think the school that goes all the way back to the 60s or something. He was telling me that when I talked with him tonight. Hillgrove was a winner, 48-8 over South Cobb. Hillgrove at 8-2, really good team. You don't want to see them in the playoffs. How about North Cobb? We expect so much from this North Cobb team. They're 7-3. They beat Wheeler last night, 42-7. They're still a dangerous team if you play these guys in the postseason.
Three-way tie for first place in that region. North Cobb, North Paulding, Marietta. By North Paulding beat Marietta, it means all three of them tied. I'm not sure. I don't think I have yet the information on how that will seed. But, yeah, North Cobb's still right there. 5-1 in the region. Good season with Coach Queen. They'll be ready to go for the playoffs in 2 weeks.
Let's talk about Coach Cap Barnett and what he's done down at North Clayton. What a bounce-back season for North Clayton football. They got the win last night. They were taking on Mount Zion, Jonesboro, 33-14. They win. They finished the season at 8-2, 5-1 in that region, Chris. They're 5-1, yep, along with Douglas and Stevenson.
By Dom Stevenson Jaguars beating Douglas tonight, that's another three-way tie. Because remember, North Clayton beat Stevenson, Stevenson beat Douglas, Douglas beat North Clayton.
So what
now,
we're
the good
do?
News in 3A and below is they let the power rankings decide it. So
Okay. We'll
find out on Sunday.
We're waiting to see about that one. Dom's going to be nervous.
Yeah, he's going to be sitting on the edge of that seat, Dom. Sunday's my birthday.
Patiently waiting.
I expect like some well wishes and you sitting on the edge of your seat looking for that Stevenson ranking.
Let's see what happens with that one and some of the games. Some of the scores and some of the results from last night, as we had so many Thursday night games. You mentioned Benedictine earlier. They were winners last night, 49-13 over New Hampstead. Benedictine at 7-2. But once they get into the playoff action, you want to watch out for those guys because you know what they've done. And they've tested themselves.
Their two losses are to Colquitt County and Buford. Yeah, don't let that record fool you. They might as well be 10-0 for 4A ball.
Wow.
You know, they're going to be really tough to beat.
We watch for them and see what they're going to do going into this postseason. Some other scores from games tonight now. Holy Innocence finishes at 7-3. They beat KIPP Atlanta 43-12 to finish that season out at 7-3. That's good for them. Lincoln County, the Red Devils, finished the season a perfect 10-0, 42-0 over Greene County. Got some Lincoln County folk I know around here want to know what the Red Devils were doing, but they won over Greene County tonight.
Is that the best? I'm going to get into some single-A Division II ball talk now. Our real listeners going deep. But is Lincoln County the team that might can beat Bowdoin?
Wow.
Bowdoin is just – crushing folks.
Yeah, they are.
In their level.
They've just been dominated. They're so dominant.
I mean, they won yesterday. I think they were like 63-0 over a decent Tryon team. You know, when they're playing teams in their classification, they're not even playing close games. So they've won three state championships in a row, And I think Todd Holcomb or somebody would have to tell us this, but not many teams have won four in a row. I think West Rome teams or something. You know, there's some teams that have went Valdosta, maybe did that a long time ago, but there's not been many four-peats, okay?
I know.
Bowdoin is pretty close to a four-peat, and I don't really see a team maybe other than Lincoln County in this class.
They'd be ready to run with
them. You know, that might can run with them, maybe clinch. It's going to be interesting, but they're going for a four-peat, Sam.
Man.
I mean, that is – And they seem to be the prohibitive favorite for a four-peat. I'm really having a stretch on who can beat them. So, I mean, just a really good team Coach Finley's developed there. And, I mean, you know,
they're a machine.
Four in a row.
They're the expectation. Talk about another program with expectations. Rome finishes the season 8-2, beat Kennesaw Mountain 62-0. Rome is rolling and at the right time.
Yeah, they're getting good at the right time. And it kind of sneaky good, too, kind of under the radar. I don't hear as much about them.
Can Rome be under the radar? Can that happen?
Well, because that classification has Langston Hughes, you know, they have some of these teams that you just kind of see all the time at the top. Thomas County Central has really dominated. And Rome did have a loss. So, it just for some reason, these people lose a game and they just kind of fall off a little. But, yeah, I guarantee you that team is playing a lineup across from Rome this week and the next week and the next. They'll know who they are.
Yeah. Going up way up on the north side, up in Forsyth County, West Forsyth finishes the season with a 45-14 win over Alpharetta. I think they get region championship there.
Yeah,
8-2.
That clinches the region championship for West Forsyth. Big win for them. You know, they got upset by North Atlanta last week. Come back, regroup, get the win. North Atlanta goes down, loses to Denmark 31-9. Denmark goes to 7-3 on the year, but big win for West Forsyth. They're your region champs in that Forsyth region.
Yep, there are other games tonight. North Forsyth finishes at 6-4. They beat Forsyth Central 49-14. And Lambert finishes at 6-4, 45-7 winners over South Forsyth tonight up there around the lake. We watched some of those games up on that end tonight. So interesting night on some more teams from Northgate. We talked about the great interesting season they had. They finished the season at 24-6 win over Dutchtown tonight. So Northgate at 8-2 going into the postseason. There were a couple of teams that really emerged with some coaches that we've seen had a lot of great success in the past. And so we saw them. And New Manchester, I think, finishes their season with a win tonight as well.
Yeah, New Manchester only got the one loss to Rome. I mean, they're really good. They beat Lithia Springs tonight. They're going to be a team that's going to be interested to see what they can do in the playoffs. You know, it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be some good matchups in that first round. We got 2 weeks to talk about it.
Talk about getting down to your final week and getting a win if you hadn't had one all season. I think I see two schools that did that tonight. One is Pope. Pope beat Riverwood tonight, 35-14, and Loganville over Alcovy. Loganville, 20-7 winners tonight. Both of those teams are 1-9. But you just talk about that. You know,
I'm glad you're bringing that up.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're bringing that up. So in that moment, now listen, Roswell beat Milton on a 50-yard field goal, bouncing in. It's going to be hard to top that. But for those players and those coaches, in that one moment, it meant as much. For that one moment, you know, you've had, because, you know, a mistake people make, Sam, that aren't really connected to football or high school ball, is they think maybe the teams that you hear about, Carrollton and Buford, you know, like they try hard, and the other teams, maybe they just don't put in the work, or they don't try as hard, or they're not as tough, or that's not accurate. It might have been a long time ago, but that's not accurate. Most every team is trying hard. Every team's showing up in the summer. They're showing up all off season in the weight room. You know, they're busting their ass all the time. And it sometimes just doesn't pay off.
Yeah.
It just doesn't pay off. You just lose because half the teams have to lose. So when you're 0-9, there's a lot of people giving up on you, baby.
Yeah.
So in that moment, to get a win against anybody, man, it means a lot. It doesn't mean a lot to our show. It doesn't mean a lot to the playoff picture, of course, but it means a lot to those kids and those coaches that did work hard and honestly worked just. I worked the same. Sam, we went 10-0 some years. I coached. We went 5-5 some years. I worked the same hard both times. Like it wasn't. We didn't work harder in the year. It just the ball just bounced away. It worked out. We had better players. Whatever. But those teams that were winning that first game tonight, Sam, that was a big deal to them. So yeah. I'm glad we're highlighting them on the show because it might not be a big deal to a lot of people, but it was a big deal to them. So congratulations to those guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And congratulations to all the teams who finished their season tonight, those who are not going to the postseason. You know, folks have to pack things away next week, going to take up all the equipment for the ones that won't be playing. But those who have traveled on further, we'll be talking about them when you join us next Friday night after the Hawks. We'll have a preview of playoffs as we get set this bye week. Where the teams will just practice and try to stay sharp and get ready for the second season. So glad you've been with us tonight. I tip my cap to Day-Day Lewis and also Garrett Chapman for their work out in the field. Dom Chorowski, exemplary work as always behind the glass. For Chris Parker, Sam Crenshaw, I'll see you here Sunday morning along with Greg Clarkson on a game day Sunday, hoping these Falcons can get things figured out. We'll see how that happens. Chris, happy birthday ahead of a chance. Happy birthday ahead of time.
Thank you, sir.
Maybe the Falcons get a birthday win for you. How about that?
That's what I want for my birthday, to play a little bit better.
All right. Everybody, thanks for tuning into the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.